Well, good day, gentlemen. Now, we all know that Femon's entitlement is off the charts. They want special privileges everywhere. Now, apparently there's a lawsuit against Amazon that they don't treat their pregnant employees and give them enough privileges. Now, we all know throughout the years that Femons have milked the children thing, you know. They use them as pawns and levers. Anytime they get stopped by the police, and we see it on the body cams, if they don't have their children with them, they say they have children. They obviously think that's going to change the fact whether she'd be charged or not. But apparently Amazon doesn't give them enough special breaks or certain chairs. Of course, it's just another way to get some money, isn't it? And also maybe get some more privileges. But the other people who aren't pregnant, males, don't get any privileges. They have to work for their money. And I think the companies and businesses should stop bending over for these Femons. They should just goddamn sack them. Because it's never going to be enough for them, is it? Femons are well-known moaners, and they're lazy. Christ, Femons even want special treatment because they have periods. You know, taking days off. Well, most men have to shave. They don't want special privileges, do they? And besides, we've all seen the advertisements. A Femon may sit around all sort of 3 weeks, watching TV, not doing much. And then when she gets her period, she wants to go skydiving or play tennis. And according to the advertisements, only blue liquid anyway. I mean, I remember when males weren't allowed to touch the washing machine because it was too complicated for them. And it took all day to do a wash until they split up with their Femon, lived on their own, got their own washing machine, and realized how easy it was. Put the clothes in, put the soap powder in, turn it on. The machine does the rest. But it's just all to get special privileges. They complained when they got into the army in special places. They complained in the workforce. They wanted that changed to accommodate them. It's all just about special privileges. All Femons today believe they are special. Men, the whole universe evolves around them. I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty tired of it. And that's really what most marriages is all about. That special one day. Where they can dress up like a princess and get special privileges the whole day. Femons today act like spoiled children. And they become, well, quite obnoxious, really. I myself avoid them all the time. Because I don't think they're this special person. I find them to become arrogant and rude and bring negativity to any situation. Just stay away from them, guys. The juice ain't worth the squeeze and it never really was. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, as usual, and you take it easy now.